When all religions teach compassion, love, and brotherhood, how is it that human beings are fighting in the name of religion?
In most cases, individuals are simply happy to label themselves. For instance, I can say, I'm a Buddhist, and be content with it. People don't bother about their daily practice, conduct, or thinking. They don't bother to go deeper into the meaning. Buddhism, in my case, is supposed to guide me and my conduct. It is both a way of thinking and behavior, as well as the means to reshape these. But sometimes one doesn't regard it that seriously. So, if I have no intention of changing according to Buddhist ideals, but continue to use Buddhism, claiming it as my religion, then I am utilizing Buddhism because I need religious strength. Similarly, when you say, I am a Christian, you invoke all Christianity as your support, and you are never touched by that tradition and are never changed. When a totally ignorant, frustrated, or hateful person uses religion, it is a disaster. What you should do is check yourself. Consider yourself a practitioner and a sincere follower of that tradition. It is only then that you will become a different individual. There are certain sincere practitioners who, out of ignorance and lack of contact, believe only in their own religion and consider other religions wrong. In some cases, it is the result of teaching, but usually it is due to lack of contact, lack of awareness and real understanding of the deeper value of the other tradition. Once you realize that there are wonderful people among Christians and Muslims, you automatically develop an appreciation for their tradition. The follower of each religion should check for oneself whether he or she is following it sincerely or not, and whether it is being practiced genuinely. Constant communication or exchange with other religions is required. There should be constant meetings, first among the leaders, second among the scholars, and third among those people who have deeper experiences. Meetings between these people are essential. Once you know each other's deeper values and the potential for the negative in the human mind, once you know each other, it is very helpful.